This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. As you probably know, the House recently voted down the 2018 Farm Bill thanks to the defection of some 30 conservative Republicans. But that doesn't mean the Farm Bill is dead. Sunnyside Representative Dan Newhouse says the 198-213 defeat doesn't mean it's a bad bill either.
For the most part, most people that voted no on the Republican side were not because of policies that they disagreed with in the Farm Bill, but because of interest in having another piece of legislation come up relating to immigration reform, that they felt they wanted to have that vote before they voted on the Farm Bill.
Newhouse says the Republicans who voted against the Farm Bill were using it as leverage.
Leadership has informed Congress that the plan is to re-vote on the Farm Bill coming up on the third week of June. We are working very hard every day to resolve the immigration issue, and I'm confident that given another opportunity, the Farm Bill will pass because this other issue related to immigration will be at least resolved enough to garner that support.
Newhouse says June 22nd has been set as a target date for another House vote and that he's reasonably confident those issues can be resolved by then. Tune in tomorrow for more on the 2018 Farm Bill and what it will take to get it done this year.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.